The truck attack in Nice wasn't the only act of terrorism that took place a year ago today. Dozens of other incidents are recorded in the Global Terrorism Database for July 14th, 2016. Our data team here at The World has created an online interactive tool that allows you to explore the Global Terrorism Database. You can check it out right now at PRI.org. And to help us understand how it works, I've got Alex Newman and Sophie Chow here in the studio with me, two of the members of our data team. Okay, Alex, what exactly are we looking at here?
If you open up the application, it starts with just a count of how many incidents happened every day. So today in 2016, there were 37 incidents, including the attack in Nice.
Right. So we could go to any country and pick any date to find out what happened on that day?
Absolutely, yes.
So just for example, let's go to Iraq on July 14th, 2016. What happened on that day?
So in Iraq in 2016, a year ago today, there were 19 different incidents and 11 separate deaths. The reason we're showing you incidents and deaths is because these are two different things. Something like 40% of incidents don't have any fatalities.
And as you scroll down the page, there's a bar graph. What does that indicate?
These two charts, one shows us the number of incidents where you can see Iraq on the top. There was also four incidents in the Philippines, two in Somalia, two in Nigeria, and two in Libya. And those were the top five countries. But then if you look at deaths, you see a different selection of countries. So you see France with 87 deaths, followed by Libya, followed by Iraq, Nigeria, and the Philippines.
So that's pretty extraordinary because all we heard about a year ago, mostly, was Nice. And yet there were all these other attacks in many other places.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea behind the interactive, is that we do hear predominantly stories from the West. We hear about the Manchester bombings. We hear about the attacks in Nice. We hear about the Orlando shootings. But there are a massive amount of attacks occurring every day, predominantly in the Middle East.
Sophie Chow, you've been analyzing this data for a couple of months now. What are some of your key findings?
One thing that was really interesting to me was that although the number of hostage-taking and kidnapping incidents went down last year, the number of people who were held hostage nearly doubled in 2016. And it's attributed to these really massive abductions, mostly by ISIS in Iraq, where almost entire villages are held hostage and taken away. Mm-hmm.
Anything else in your findings?
I think one thing, even though I knew about this, it was helpful to put in perspective just how rare attacks in the West are. For example, like all of last year, there were 36 fatal attacks in the West. But that's one less than the daily average worldwide.
Are there incidents that are not represented in these data?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly hard to keep track of terror attacks. And these incidents in the database are only ones that have media reports. So anything that's not covered by the media is not included. Another thing is that by definition set by this database, acts of violence that are carried out by governments are not included. So anything with state actors is not included.
Question for both of you. I mean, I kind of feel there's a perception that the world is a terrible place these days where you could get killed anywhere you go. So where's the value of these objective numbers when subjectively people often see the world as an increasingly violent place?
One good takeaway is that there was less terror in 2016 compared to the year before. There is like 10% less attacks overall. And I think the other thing that's really helpful is these numbers help put your risk in perspective.
Alex, what's your take?
Well, I think sometimes Americans do often list terrorism as a number one priority to the president, to Congress, and as a problem in the United States. And I think this helps you see what we perceive as terrorism is not at all close to the daily reality of the lives of people around the world.
Alex Newman and Sophie Chow with the World's Data Team, thanks so much for coming in and telling us about it.
Thank you, Marco.